The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And welcome in, everybody. We are live here at the 2020 edition of the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida, Orange County Convention Center, where it was warmer in Nashville, Tennessee this morning than it was here in Orlando, Florida. And the wind was howling. And so my good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort decided to put on three layers of sweaters and finally show up for the show. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Welcome to 2020.
Well, listen, after the Ireland party last night at the Golf Channel.
I ran into all my old relatives there.
Yeah, I ran into a bottle of Glenlivet. It hurt me severely this morning, but it was fun.
I had to attend my daughter's confirmation class, the National Honor Society, and jumped in my car. There's a styrofoam cup still frozen.
Was gotcha, yes. Right?
But this morning on the radio, they were having iguana warnings in Orlando. Apparently
iguana.
Because of the weather, it's so cold down here.
Yes.
The iguanas lose all their body heat, and they can't maintain their traction in the trees.
So they're literally falling. Dropping
like bags of wet cement.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Iguanas could fly. Yeah, but they said, the big ones could cause some damage to cars. So we got that going. Where else could you have 40,000 PGA people in one gathering?
Free happy hours,
free golf, free everything. Free airtime. They're giving us free airtime here,
quick
too.
Quick shout out to our producer.
Ron Pearl.
Great job.
Maverick Resources.
The man.
Jim Grosjean's also here, our travel editor.
Jim Grosjean, our travel editor for Golf Talk America, is here. Jim takes more trips than Delta Airlines.
What does the travel editor actually do for Golf Talk America?
Keeps us from getting to go on the trips.
Skin cancer and a hard liver is a tough way to go through life, my friend.
It is. Fat, dumb, and stupid is no way to go through college, my boy.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Brian.
But hey, shout out to Bishop Moore Hornets.
There you go.
1.3 million people in Orlando. There's only one Catholic high school. My kid goes there. Yeah. So
there you
Jenna
go.
Fable, Sarah, Marvin Snyder. Get some free stuff for the golf tournament.
It's old home week.
Absolutely.
It is. Let's get to it because we're here for the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. Let's talk about the Golf Critique with their CEO, Jeremy Lee, PGA member. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it.
We didn't really have a choice. My boss said you have to get on.
No, that is not true.
Well, it is.
But Dave Harner, who is the director of golf at the French Lick Resort,
who allows
telling
me
us
to do
all,
stuff like
all
this.
About you. And tell us, what is the Golf Critique?
I've been in the business a long time. I've been in 25 years. And it's just really a passion of mine to how our world is evolving into a digital world. And so trying to expand that marketing for golf courses, sometimes I feel like the golf courses have to give up a lot. And so we developed a platform that not only allowed golf courses to be reviewed, but also sell rounds, sell deals, without taking any revenue from them, which is great. We also have an instructor directory. So, a lot of people ask me all the time is, I'm from Pinehurst, and they say, who's some instructors that I could go to? Well, I couldn't name them right off a hand. And so I said, we really need to create a platform that everyday golfers can go search instruction and be able to find great instructors all around,
sure,
around the country.
So the way Dave was explaining it to me, you'll have subscribers.
Yep.
Obviously. Tell us a little about how that all is going to work. I mean, the club, it's no expense to the course or club, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so the golf courses are completely free. Golf instructors are completely free. Golf resorts are completely free. And what happens is the golfer will go to the golf course.
Okay.
They'll get we basically create a QR code for every golfer, every instructor.
A QR code.
Yep.
Which
is what you're going to see in the trade show today, where you just scan it with your phone.
Okay.
Simple. As soon as you scan it with the camera of your phone, it goes directly to that website. What's great about it is it actually goes directly to their page. It doesn't go to our website. It goes to their page. So it's an extension of their golf course. And so what it does...
So they'll get clicks on their website.
Well, yes, but they would have to go to our site first. They're getting clicks on their page on our site.
Okay, cool.
And basically it's just a marketing piece. It tells all about the golf course. They can put videos on, pictures, information, rates, everything. It's going to basically be an extension of their website. Once the golfer goes there, they have two options. They can do a free option, which they can review any golf course, any instructor in the country, book, and everything. Or they can do a $4.99 per month, which gives them access to all the deals that all of our partners, all of our instructors, all of our resorts
all are the offering. Deals, meaning?
The deals, like, so the golf course will be able to do a tee it up deal,
gotcha.
So which they'll have full control over. The greatest thing about us is we don't take any revenue from that deal. They get 100% of that. And then if they send us the golfer, once they do the QR code, if they subscribe at that time, we now pay the golf course $1 per subscriber per month.
Per month.
So think about a place that has 40,000 rounds a year. Let's just say they get 10,000 of those to subscribe because they're going to get deals. They get a little $5 voucher if they review their course. We're literally going to pay them $120,000 a year on top of 100% of rounds that they sell.
Wait a minute.
How does that business model work?
It's fantastic.
For you.
It's for the course, too.
Yeah.
So how do we make that work for Golf Talk America?
Start pushing
the
QR code.
We need people to review our show.
Yeah.
And go on your site.
Well, you know what's great about Golf Talk America is we actually have an entertainment side to our business as well called Golf Hub. And what we do is we allow course partners, people like you to come on and just create content completely free for you guys to do. And we just do a 50-50 split. And then it's 50, we just basically divide out all the revenue from the ads and just basically pay you guys 50% based on your clicks.
So we'll talk about this offline.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm very interested in talking to you about that. Neat stuff. Now, how does this play into the golf raider world?
As far as you're talking about people going and yeah, like, actually doing a rating.
Yeah, like Jim is a golf raider.
Yeah,
I'm a golf raider.
You're a golf raider.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So this is not, those, in my opinion, golf raiders are a very important part of our business, but they're going specifically to rate that golf course.
I'm going to play free golf.
Or free golf, yeah, exactly.
There goes exactly. Your rating.
So we want to look at it from a general public perspective that they're not just going there to get a to be a raider. They're going there for the experience. And so we get true ratings from them, true comments from them. And a lot of people get scared about negative comments. Negative comments are not always bad because you're given...
You've been to French Lick before?
Well, you bring no some validity to it. You can, you know, if you have all 5-star ratings, and by the way, we're 5 birdies. We don't do stars. We do birdies.
5 birdies.
And okay. So if you got all 5 birdie ratings... It's going to be almost unbelievable because people have different opinions.
People just don't do that.
They're not going to do that. So, and then it can also show progression. So if you have a rating, and then you can respond to those ratings as well. So it's showing you customer service. You know, hey, somebody has a bad experience. You're trying to go out of your way to make that experience right. And that's so why I love ratings. You
know, and why yeah. 5 and not 10?
You're talking about birdies?
That's just too many.
Yeah, I think it just gets too overloaded.
Well, going 20% compared to 10%.
Yeah, I understand that. And actually, Dave gave me a great suggestion that said anybody who rates 3 birdies or below has to put a comment in.
Right.
I think that's a fantastic thing because you want to know why.
Or fix your software where it will not accept that
rating.
That's what it said. It won't accept it without a comment because we need to know what happened.
Because
we
got a rating on one of the digital sites out there about our show one time, Brendan, that said these two dinosaurs suck. And I wanted that removed. I wanted it removed off of our show. I said, who did that?
I spoke to my mother.
It was my mother is what I was about to tell you.
Yeah. Mother, what?
Exactly. Well, no matter what, whether you do it on my site or not, Google, Golf Advisor, ratings are out there.
Cool.
They're not going away. It's just part of our world in the digital world now. And so why not get on board with somebody who's going to give back to you? And that's what we're about.
Absolutely. Let's talk further. Jeremy Lee, the CEO of the Golf Critique. Thanks for stopping by the stage.
Yeah, golfcritique.com. You get a Twitter account?
Yeah, it's at Golf Critique across all social medias. So Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all at Golf Critique.
What booth are you at here?
We're at 3905.
Okay, we're at 3982. So if you want to stop by French Lick, feel free.
Absolutely.
Good seeing
to.
You. Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks
we appreciate
so much
it.
For the
thanks
time.
For stopping by. We appreciate it.
All right. Up next, we have the Vice President of the PGA of America, Jim Richardson, joining us.
Where is
live.
Jim?
He'll be here.
We'll tell him to hurry up. I don't want to take a break.
It's his show, baby.
He's just a PGA guy. Right?
Absolutely.
Is that important? Hey, let's talk a little bit about, while we're waiting on Jim Richardson from the PGA of America, let's talk a little bit about what you and I did last week.
Yes, Diamond Resorts. There's Jim right here.
Diamond Resorts International, or Diamond Resorts. I shouldn't say international anymore.
International.
But we had a good time.
Tournament of Champions.
Tournament of Champions. Met a lot of great LPGA players that we had not had the opportunity to interview. So that was a lot of fun and a really good time. And Brendan's bringing up a special guest right now onto the stage. Somebody with the PGA of America.
Or Frank Bassett.
Somebody with the PGA of America, I think. A guy named Jim Richardson.
Richardson.
Jim, what's
going
on,
Vice President,
man?
PGA of America. Welcome back.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good. Good to see you, man.
Good to see
How
you.
How you been?
Good.
Saw you last year.
That's right.
Once a
Absolutely.
Year, whether we need to or not.
The Here We Are merchandise show again. Right?
Once again.
Yes, we are.
The golf world all comes together here in Orlando.
What was it? Brendan threw something out. He said, where can you find 40,000 PGA professionals in one place? And I said, free happy hour.
Well, we have a few non-PGA professionals here as well, too. But you're right. 40,000 industry, golf industry individuals, decision makers, those that really have all the tangible connection to everybody that plays the game. So individuals that promote it on a worldwide stage like yourself. There's so many areas of the business and the game that come
sure.
together this week. To your point, there's not many opportunities where that happens.
Well, you're going to have a very exciting year going back to your Midwestern roots, Kohler, Ryder Cup. How are you preparing for that?
Yeah, we've got a great slate of championships, I think, this year. Starting, obviously, with the PGA Championship
yep.
at Harding Park, which, second year in a row, it'll be at a public facility.
Prime time, too.
Prime time in May. And, we haven't been in California. The PGA Championship hasn't been there in 25 years.
Wow.
So it's great to be back there. At the same point in time, as you said, I think Whistling Straits and Wisconsin for Ryder Cup is going to be fantastic. That fan base is crazy about athletics. Perfect storm with having, the favored son of Steve Stricker being the captain. They're just going to be so behind him and the team.
Sure.
It's going to be fantastic. And having the ability to have worked there previously, quite frankly, I think the Straits course sets up better for match play
than
for medal.
Well, same with ours at French Lick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Kerry Hague, the best in the business at setting up golf courses, has so many options there. I mean, literally, you could put pins in all four par threes where you may see hole-in-ones. You could stick him out on the edge of the lake where the pin looks like it's out in Lake Michigan. He's going to have a lot of fun, I think, setting the golf course up for the
You know what we're going to do, Frank? We're going to go over to Ludington, Michigan. We're going to take the Badger over to,
the Badger.
Over to Manitowoc.
We saw the Badger. That was fun.
The Badger and the Spartan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right there.
That's right. I've been on those.
So, Jim, tell us, what's big and new and happening with the PGA of America? What can you bring
Well, I think we have
year?
A lot going on right now. It's great. And PGA Junior League Golf has been a fantastic
yeah.
program that continues to grow. We had over 60,000 kids this past year. PGA members around the country talk about that it's been a game changer at some of their facilities. I think our new lifelong learning and education, having three prongs that you can concentrate on teaching and coaching if that's your passion, you can concentrate on golf operations or you can concentrate on executive management is another thing that's really starting to change. We're seeing more PGA members become general managers of properties. I think that's which is just helping grow the business of golf as well, too. And I think the standpoint of we're seeing so many new people that are excited, I think, about the game at every level. The tour level, we've got so many great stars that are playing now.
Oh,
we've got more kids playing the game than we have ever before. It's a good time right now to be involved in golf.
As far as media is concerned and the training that you guys give with the PGA of America.
Well, Julius is the best.
He's great.
Julius Mason.
But do you have something within the PGA of America that talks to your PGA professionals about how to address the media?
Well, there's all kinds of training happen.
Right.
And our 41 sections really are the lifeblood for our PGA members. It happens at the local level.
Right.
So they
right.
have education, and that includes media training
gotcha.
A lot of times for their officers and their cue people. If you have a championship that's taking place in your state or your section, obviously then the section gets involved in a lot of media there as well, too.
Sure.
So we have local training. We have national training. We have our education seminars going on this week where PGA members, we have 7,000 PGA members taking advantage of the educational opportunities here.
Yes.
Not only in media, communication, sales and marketing,
sure.
new technology, teaching and coaching, a wide range of spectrum that they can get here in Orlando at the PGA Merchandise Show.
Well, I know the LPGA does that for their players on tour. The PGA Tour does some of that for their players on tour, but there's some players we probably need to bring back in for a refresher course. One thing we do, because we're Golf Talk America on PGA Tour's platform, is we do not throw a lot of curveballs. We'll ask pointed questions.
Sure.
But there's a lot of media out there that's looking to trip you up, and that's the media we don't need in this industry. We need to keep them away from a lot of
we're our equal opportunity
yes,
platform
we are.
Here.
Yes, we are.
One question for you, Jim. With the passing of Pete Dye, I know we had a wonderful experience working with Pete since 2007, I should say. You had a lot of hands-on time with Pete up at Kohler. Any thoughts, any fond memories? I mean, we have stories that could go all day long, you know, with Sixty the dog and with Alice being on site and his kids, PB and Perry. But how about a couple thoughts about Pete?
Well, you know, first and foremost, just unbelievable individuals,
yeah.
Alice and Pete Dye, and all the things that were never in print and how they gave back to people and back to the game.
Yes.
You know, I love the story that Alice used to tell about Pete in one of their first trips to the Dominican Republic when she went with them, and he had been there two or three times, where when they were present at the resort, an entire family of people were coming up, hugging him, thanking him, telling him how wonderful he was, and he had no idea who the heck the people were. And then when they all left, Pete said, Alice, who the heck was that? I said, well, you just put that young man through college. You didn't realize it, but last time you were visiting here, you had one too many cervezas, and you offered it up if he got all A's, all grades, because his father worked on the ground crew. He got all A's of the report card, showed it to you, and you kept your word, and you put him through school. So those types of stories that never got in print, all the things that he did to give back to people that were associated with him, worked for him or with him, or in the game. And you see his architectural and design tree now, so to speak, of the individuals that are building the kind of the latest and greatest golf courses that all learned and cut their teeth through Pete Dye. The amount of people that he influenced in one way or another is so widespread and will have an effect on this game for decades to come. And I was very fortunate that I actually got to spend some time with him, learn from him, and spend some time as he was developing and redeveloping the golf courses for Kohler. It was a special time.
I know he and Mr. Kohler were very, very close personal friends. I was at Alice's ceremony in Lauderdale last year. It was just tough to see. But, Mr. Kohler was very, very warm and genuine.
I think the interesting there is I think they're both fantastic and leaders in what they do. And then to see two people that were so headstrong kind of come together.
How many times has Pete been fired by Herb?
A few
bunch.
Hundred probably.
Yeah,
but for them to butt heads, because they both had very strong ideas of what they thought was best for the customer. And their mutual respect for one another because of their ability to have a vision for what they wanted and to never settle for anything other than the best, really developed a mutual respect and friendship that lived long past the time that they actually built golf courses together. So I know they have a special bond, special relationship, as Pete and Alice had with so many people involved with the game, you know, yourself included, and everything they did at French Lick. The golf world has lost another great, great, great individual, Pete, and the only positive there is that he and Alice are able to be together again.
Well said.
Well said.
Jim Richardson, Vice President of the PGA of America, soon to be President. Now, how is your role from being Vice President to President? How are your duties going to change?
Well, we'll change a little bit. We have some kind of main responsibilities that each officer, as Vice President, one of my main responsibilities is heavily involved in the financial aspect and the business and budget aspect. And obviously, the President has a little bit more role with the media and communications and some of the things that we do, both for our members as well as the game and the industry. So I'll be shifting a little bit, in a number of months. We've got a lot to try to accomplish in the next 9 months. Susie Whaley's done a fantastic job as the President. You know, she's a top 100 teacher. She's run her own business. She's been a head golf professional. A great, great player. Played on the LPGA Tour and qualified for
very
PGA Tour.
Very quiet personality.
Yeah, very quiet. So she's been, a great leader for our association, and I've been able to learn from her as well, too. Hopefully I can continue some of the positive things we have going on. I look forward to that challenge.
Well, you always have a home right here on Golf Talk America. And anytime you have something to say or something, a message that you'd like put out there, please call us and give it to us and we'll put you on anytime.
I appreciate you always inviting us to be part of the show. Really appreciate how you promote the game and get the word out and all the positive things that are going on in the association and how you really promote the PGA of America and PGA professionals.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
Hey, one quick question. How's the move going to take place in Frisco? How's that going? How's
it's going to be a great project. It's already moving dirt on the golf courses.
Who's designing?
Two designers, two different golf courses. So Gil Hans is doing one golf course and Bo Welling is doing the other.
Very good.
So two golf courses. There's going to be a putting course, nine-hole short course and a huge practice and teaching facility. So a lot of different aspects to that facility. It's in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas. North Texas PGA is going to move their headquarters there as well, too. So we have a lot going on. They're already moving dirt on the golf courses. We're going to start later this year moving dirt on the hotel and the new PGA headquarters. We anticipate that will be open in the summer of 2022. And we have a slate of championships that will be hosted there in the future. So we're really looking forward to that project being in the middle of the country, more accessible for a lot of our members around the country, but also everything that it's going to bring to that community.
So you'll be cutting the ribbon as president.
I'll be there. It's been a fun project to be involved with at this point on the board, and it'll be really it'll be a great opportunity for me in the role of president on behalf of our 28,000 plus members to be involved in that project when it opens in 2022.
Well, we were just out there a few months ago for Ryan Palmer's charity event,
sure.
And you guys were in the Omni with us,
yes,
at the same time. So I got a little sneak peek. That part of Frisco, Texas is incredible.
Everything's big in Texas.
Well, let me tell you, Frisco is absolutely incredible what Jerry Jones has done with the Cowboys facility there. And
Well, it's amazing. As a sports town, I think having our headquarters and that new golf development there and the courses there and bringing some of our championships, it's really almost like the last piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
As you said, the Dallas Cowboys have their headquarters there. So the NFL has a presence. Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have their AAA stadium,
right,
and team there. The NBA has D-League team there from the Dallas Mavericks. There's Major League Soccer that's there. And you add golf to it. I mean, there's probably not a more perfect community to promote sports and the benefits of that. The having golf there is really kind of the last piece of the puzzle. And I think it's just going to be a great addition to the community, as well as a great opportunity for us to be able to promote the PGA.
Yeah, and what they do for kids. What the Cowboys organization has done for the kids there, that there's a downsized football field, AstroTurf. I shouldn't call it AstroTurf. That dates me. But it's synthetic turf. It's between the Ford Arena, Ford Center, whatever, the Cowboy Club, which I'm sure that the president of the PGA will be an honorary member of that.
Well, I don't know about that, but we've obviously had visits there and meetings there.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's
it's
a
awesome
great,
for kids.
That's a great example of the interaction that they have with the local community. And any time I've visited that short field, as you said, there are kids that are playing football up and down. There's kids that are doing cheers and stunts and gymnastics. There's families that are just there walking the facility to see the Cowboys Arena. It's a great
exercise
way.
Exercise classes, everything.
It's an unbelievable way that they interact with the local community. Even if you're not inside the stadium, they have that feel. They kind of brought it out to the local community. And we have a list of things that we're trying to partner with the local community as well, too. And we'll have a lot of access for the schools and the high schools and junior programs. And the North Texas PGA runs one of the best junior programs,
yes,
and number of junior tournaments, yes, in the country, to have them there as well, too. There'll be all kinds of different junior and family activity at that facility.
Well, I can tell you the kids are pretty good that are playing ball out there, because a couple of my buddies from a family there that's pretty well known for golf, we were there, and we had went in for a cocktail there at the Omni and decided we were going to go out and play a little football with the kids. That we paid for that. It hurt. We're
at
old
your
man,
age,
we got hurt.
At your age,
so
a lot of things start to hurt.
Yeah,
Jim Richardson, man, it's so good to have you. It really is.
Congratulations on everything. Have a wonderful week, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Great, thanks for having me on.
We'll catch you in Kohler.
Absolutely.
Yep,
but not sooner, we'll see you at the Ryder Cup.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show and some more special guests, kind of like more Jim Richardson types. So don't go anywhere, everybody. You're listening to Golf Talk America.
Not bad, eh?
It's very good. Very good.
I like that music. I like that music.
Music's good.
That's the music we stole from Tin Cup, I believe. No, we didn't. We didn't steal it. We paid for it. Frank Bassett joining you back live from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show in the Orange County Convention Center in chilly, chilly Orlando, Florida, where iguanas are falling from the trees left and right.
They are. Like bags of wet, like ice cubes, I would say.
Poor iguana. It's true. It's true.
Right,
anyway,
after Matt, we'll get, yeah.
So we have someone with a pretty cool accent that jumped up here to join us. And
yeah,
one of the things Brendan will be doing is going to Ireland for the Irish Open this
yes
year.
Yes, yes. In search of Shane Lowry. I heard he's still missing.
He's still at the
still
pub.
Missing.
Still at the pub.
Still missing. Still what a great crescendo.
Yeah, absolutely.
To have the Open in Northern Ireland and then having the Irish Open right before
You know our travel editor at Golf Talk America?
Grosjean.
Went over 2 months in a row.
And didn't even tell us.
And didn't tell us. No, he snuck away and went.
Exactly.
Paging Jim Grosjean. Paging. Why don't you bring our guest in?
Matt Sandercock, the director of golf at Mount Juliet, host site of the 2020 Irish Open. Welcome to Golf Talk America.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, we met yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
It's good to see you again.
Evening times.
Yes.
You've got your name on your shirt.
Yeah, it's easier. Sometimes I forget, you see.
Exactly.
After the party last night, I forgot my
name. We had the opportunity to go to the Golf Channel last night for the Matt Adams Ireland extravaganza.
It was fun.
What a show. It was
who
very
was
good.
Who was that kid that was talking that does all the impressions?
Connor.
You know him?
Connor Sketches, yep. He's very good.
He is
does
hilarious.
Yeah, he's made a great work of it now. He knows all the guys. So he's very good. His Tiger is very impressive, I have to say.
Sure,
he's going to come on the show, and he said he would do some bumpers for us. So he's going to do Tiger and Ian Poulter. And so you're listening to Golf Talk America. So people will really think it's them, right?
The real guy.
Exactly. So tell us about what Frank and I are going to expect. I've been to Ireland before. It's beautiful.
Well, you have dual citizenship.
I have dual citizenship with Ireland. All four of my grandparents are off the boat. All from Donegal, Mayo area.
Lovely.
And so that's the northwest corner.
So you're welcome.
Been to Dublin a few times. But I think we're going to fly into Shannon, take a left, go up north, and then wind up down by you. Or
We are the sunny southeast, yeah, down in Kilkenny area. Yeah. So we have good down there. It's a big weekend for us. We have the Cat Laughs Comedy Festival as well as the golf. So
Irish
Open. Yeah, the Irish Open is going to be full of fun, full of laughter, and a lot of activity this summer, that's for sure.
Well, maybe we have to extend our trip a little
bit. I've definitely had a few days on it. So you're going to have some fun in the city as well as out with us on the golf course.
So you get a lot of people from the States coming over. I know with the PGA show, there's a large Irish presence.
A
lot of guys coming, like club pros coming over with their...
We do, yeah, and for us ourselves, we're a Marriott Autograph Collection now, so that's another brand in. A lot of US traffic into Ireland, obviously, and I mean, we have the great courses, you have the links, but now we're adding on the Parkland as well, so you have ourselves, you have the likes of Adair Manor coming on with the Ryder Cup in 2026, so Parkland Golf's on the map as well as the links, and it's great to have. It's nice to have the option of resort golf for a few guys visiting as well, hopefully.
Perfect. Well, we really look forward to doing it. My wife has yet to... except the fact that I'm going.
Again,
we'll figure it out.
Again, traveling with me.
Yes, I've spent more time with Frank at last... Well, it's probably helped out my marriage, I would say.
the past 12
sometimes
years.
Sometimes work that way a little easier at
times. A lot of time on the road together.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, well, so what do we expect when we go over and play some golf over there?
When you come to us, over to Ireland, you can have a lot of fun. I mean, that's where you get. You get the history, you get the heritage of the golf. You get the West Coast, you get the wind, you get the breeze, the links, the low runners, quick greens. And on the East Coast, over the last... You obviously have the Dublin clubs, the Port Marnix.
So I'll come see you first to get a quick lesson on how to play the courses and how to hit that knockdown shot.
You come see me at the academy. We can get you fixed up. We can hit the knockdown. We can hit the runner. Keep the putts nice and low, and we can work on things from there in the breeze.
Absolutely.
The driver pop-up, a.k.a. Brendan Sweeney at Santee.
Yes, absolutely. bring that one up. Yeah, we were playing at the golf tournament, and I sort of just got underneath the ball, and a ball shot straight up in the air, came right down behind me.
Nice.
Yeah,
the negative.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the Golf Channel guys playing with us went, oh, my God.
That's made the internet.
Flight's going.
So what booth are you guys at here?
We guys are on 3973 over there.
Okay.
Big Island stand there. You're always welcome. A lot of people to see, a lot of great clubs to come and visit.
We'll stop by. And how could someone, if we want to go play golf over in Ireland, what's the best way to do it?
A lot of good people in there. I mean, likes of Club Choice do a lot of work through us. They bring a lot of guys in.
That's who we're going to be our host is Club Choice.
Yeah, so Club Choice, they do a lot with us. I mean, they're very reliable, good service.
Right behind your head.
Taylor
right
made vacations to Ireland.
There you go. So Tiernan and the guys are great for us.
Tiernan's been wonderful.
Yeah.
You misspelled Ireland.
Oh, no. Well, good. What's your website?
MountJuliet.ie. You can come and visit us there. You have the golf, you have the academy, you have the hotel, the food.
Before we let you go, what sticks do you hit?
I'm a Callaway man.
Oh, so are we.
Yeah.
So are they.
Yeah,
Callaway. New Mavericks are coming out.
Mavericks out. Yeah, 10 years in Callaway for me. So all the way through Odyssey, right the way down. The guys do a great job with their equipment. So it's good to have something to rely on.
Let me ask you this then, as a professional. Mm-hmm. I am switching over. Right now we'll have a different equipment sponsor for Golf Talk America.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be Callaway. Mm-hmm. I'm at Titleist, but that's everybody's pushing me to go to Callaway.
Get some ball speed up.
because the T2 or T3 driver.
That's good. It's good equipment.
It's good stuff. I'm playing APs, of course. Not the new ones yet. Not the new 100.
Terry Purdom's walking by the way.
Oh, no. Okay. But so is that Maverick as hot as everybody says it is?
Maverick's hot. It definitely is.
It is.
With their, the AT, the artificial intelligence kicking through, and the ball speed numbers are up, and the irons, the driver, lovely little hybrid come out. So Callaway's in a great place right now. They've had a really good business with us the last couple of years. So I'd be back in Callaway to have another good year. Got some good players in the stable now. Some good equipment on the way. So there's a reason why a lot of the top guys are picking it. And it's not
I'm
just
anxious
for money.
To get fitted by Callaway and do something with it.
So. Fitting is the way forward. I mean, anyone buying a set of clubs now, you can't just walk into a shop. You've got to get it right.
Got to do it.
Make the game as easy as you
Frank
can.
Frank can make artificial intelligence brain damaged.
Matt Sandercock. Matt is the director of golf and is an advanced PGA professional. Mount Juliet Estate. And we will see you this summer.
Thanks a lot, guys. Look forward to welcoming you in May.
Good seeing you, mate.
Thanks
right,
so much.
All right, we have some more Irish friends coming up in just a moment, but we'll take a two-minute break.
You think? Okay, yep. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. And with the blender music and the margaritas flowing here at the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show, Frank Bassett rejoining you along with Brendan Sweeney, my good friend.
I think the margarita music has to be replaced with Guinness and Jameson.
I think we probably should do that, given the fact that now we have Allison Metcalf, the head of North America and Australia, New Zealand.
That's a big territory.
Ireland. That's a big territory. Oh, wait a minute now.
Who's the professional guy here?
Not me. Our producer's out there.
It's your friend, Pearl.
Now you can talk.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, I'm loud. Yes. It's a big territory, but all really important markets for Irish tourism, and everybody speaks English, so it's pretty good. Yeah, I get around a bit, but the U.S. is our biggest market, obviously.
Oh, love it. Now, with the PGA show, you have a whole group of Irish destinations here in the 3800 block in the Isles. What's your expectations for the show?
Our expectation here, we've the biggest stand we've ever had before. We've got more than 40 partners working with all our colleagues around the island of Ireland. Tourism Northern Ireland, Fáilte Island, golf courses, golf tour operators. Our expectation here is to make new contacts, to renew existing contacts, to update PGA pros, the media, our industry on what's new in Ireland, the investment in the golf product, and of course to keep the great Irish golf story, the growth momentum rolling along. Because we've had, a number of really incredible years, and 2019 obviously was an epic year for golf on the island of Ireland.
Speaking of 2020, it probably had to be one of the most exciting times in Irish golf history with the Open being played up in outside of Belfast.
Yeah,
what was that like? I mean, it just watching it on TV in the States, we could feel the excitement brewing. But when Shane Lowry hoisted the jug.
It was incredible. I was there for most of the week, and we had rain, sun, sunshine and rain and everything else. It was incredible just to see, the world descend on Royal Portrush up on the North Antrim coast. The impact of that event, it was one of the most successful. I mean, the Open Championships, second only to St. Andrews. And just the impact of that has had on the island of Ireland in terms of golf, just putting Ireland's links courses at the top of the world, top of the world's golfing ladder. So it was phenomenal. I mean, Portrush is a small fishing village, town really, seaside resort, and just to see the world descend on it from a spectator perspective. But I think the players had a great time too. And the community engagement, everybody got involved, everybody was there. And then on Sunday, when it looked as though, Shane was really in contention, the atmosphere was fantastic. The weather was appalling. That probably helped Shane. He's probably used to playing more in rain than some of the other, particularly the U.S. golfers. And as he came up the 18th, it was phenomenal. Everybody just kind of swarmed the fairway and onto the green. So it was a fairy tale ending. We couldn't have written it better. Phenomenal. So we're looking to build on that legacy, going forward.
Well, Frank and I are going to have the opportunity to go back and visit. We're heading over to Mount Juliet for the
Fantastic.
Irish Open.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a couple stops along the way. We'll definitely look you up. And what were you going to expect over at Mount Juliet?
Oh, I think you're going to expect another great Irish Open. I mean, I think it's a Jack Nicklaus signature course. We forget that Tiger Woods won a WGC tournament there back in, I think it was 2002. It's an hour and a half from Dublin. It's a beautiful parkland course. It's located in the part of Ireland we call Ireland's Ancient East. There's some great scenery, great heritage. You're going to have another great tournament, as all the Irish Opens are.
Love it.
Allison, you're based, your office is in New York City?
That's right.
Is it? So do you spend a lot of time in New York?
I do, yeah, I do, yeah.
So
exactly.
it's a thrill
that's
to get
a reacher question, Frank.
That's a what?
That's a tough
hey,
question
to ask.
Hey,
it was deep, wasn't it? I know. Yeah. No, so no, I'm leading to something here, which is it must make getting back to Ireland that much better for you.
It does. I mean, obviously, we've got, if you can't get to a destination, it's very difficult to grow your business. So we have really good air access right across the United States. We have direct air flights from 16 gateways. And obviously, in the tri-state, you've got Newark, you've got JFK, you've got Hartford, New Bradley in Connecticut, but gateways all up and down the East Coast,
Orlando,
as well as the West Coast. You've got Orlando, Miami, yeah. New service from San Francisco.
Well, you can get there out
United
of Nashville,
Airlines.
Too. I mean, they'll let some of us over there. We can't take our pickup trucks, but we can come.
Wait a few years, we may get Nashville, you never know. But we've seen incredible expansion on the air front over the last number, and that's really been a big driver of our growth. Our visitor numbers from the United States have increased from 1 million in 2013 to nearly 2 million in 2018.
That's phenomenal.
Close to 1.9 million from the U.S., over around 2 million from North America.
Wow, great. Well, listen, Allison, it's been great having you with us on Golf Talk America, and we will see you this summer.
And enjoy your trip, and thanks as always. Thanks
for
your support.
Can't wait to get over there.
Hi, I'm over here too.
Well, you've been talking the whole damn show.
Well, that's what you pay me for, sort of like. So what's the best way, if I'm a club pro, I want to bring a group of my members, say 16, 20 people over. I mean, that's your wheelhouse, right?
You have
that, you know, the Country Club of Orlando, the pro books it. Should they work through a Club Choice Ireland or one of your tour operators?
Absolutely. I mean, lots of great tour operators. Many of them are on our stand here today. I would encourage them to talk to a number of operators, get a quote. They'll customize a trip for 12, 16. Lots of opportunity, lots of options. And if they're looking for general information on, the golf course, do some planning in advance, go to island.com. We've got some great golf information there. But here at the show, this is a one-stop shop. I mean, we've got all the pros, all the professionals are here today for the next couple of days from around the island of Ireland. No better resource. So head to the stand. But I would definitely suggest
I tell you what,
operator.
From transportation, food and beverage, golf. Yeah. Yeah, well, the food in Ireland is fabulous as well.
It is, and that's probably the biggest untold story. I mean, the golf, as we keep saying, is phenomenal. We've got a third of the world's links courses, but it is the 19th hole. It is the landscape, the heritage, the hospitality and the food. And that's one area of a vacation when we survey people. When they come back, we said we knew we'd have a good time. We knew there'd be great things to do and see, but we never realized the food experience would be just so phenomenal. I mean, the whole food provenance story, the fresh ingredients. It's not all about Michelin star restaurants. It's about having a really good food experience wherever you are, in the B&B, the pub, every encounter along your trip. So using a golf tour operator, it could be turnkey, or everything will get taken care of. But there's different options. I mean, and we can work with, whatever a club pro on their clients want.
Perfect. Allison, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Brian.
And we'll see you next May, or this May, I should say.
I hope so. Yeah, thanks.
This summer? Months away.
Yeah, safe travels.
We'll call you up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Allison Metcalf. Yeah,
thank you, Allison, so much. So, Brendan, what, you have dual citizenship.
Yes.
But she has red hair and freckles like I do. You don't have that. How are you Irish?
I'm going bald. I have gray hair. These are things I'm accepting in my life.
I understand.
About 4 pounds overweight.
More to come.
Being 20 pounds overweight.
More to come in just a second. Don't go anywhere, everybody. You're listening to Golf Talk America.
Live from the Orlando Convention Center. Wow. Who does your website? It's awesome.
That's Brendan Sweeney stepping on the intro music, as he usually does.
Well, there's a lot of Irish going on here today.
There's a lot of hungover Irish going on today. What do you think?
Not at all.
Hey, fun times. Fun
not
time
at all.
Night.
Back at the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show, live from
the
Orange County
Center.
Convention Center.
Here we are. Do we know where we are?
1 million square feet here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting
and
to listen
surf
to.
Surf Expo's across the street, too.
I'm going surfing, baby.
Exactly.
You saw the surf yesterday, too, in New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, actually, I had a side trip yesterday. Went over to New Smyrna Beach for a little bit. And
yeah.
Saw 50-mile-an-hour winds and
let's get to it.
Waves.
Let's get to it.
Continuing
founder,
on with the Irish tradition.
The founder and CEO of Swing a Line, Mr. Chris McGinley, is joining us.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Don't use that term around us.
I use it loosely.
Yeah,
yes.
You would have to. So what's going on with you, man? I mean, you've been all over the world, and you Titleist forever?
And I have.
Homa,
21 years of Titleist.
Now you founded
Honma,
Swingalon.
Yep. Yeah. In between, started this little swing trainer company. Yeah. So it's
great.
It's a wearable device. Got a bunch of top name teachers using it. And we're doing well. We're just getting started. So this is our first year.
Yeah, Brendan's putting it on right now. He had it on at the Tour Edge event the other day.
Yes, it was a wonderful event out at Lake Nona.
It was a lot of fun.
So he's got the new short game one on. So we have two devices. One's for full swing,
yep,
and the other's for short game.
Don't,
so you can see.
Don't do that. Don't tear up the equipment, please. Anyway, so tell us how you came up with the idea.
Well, the idea came from a gentleman that was a putter instructor on the PGA Tour and worked with a bunch of players and noticed some commonality among their swings, the things that they did well, one of which was alignment, the other rotation, and then connection between their arms and body as they swung the golf club. So he had an idea for a device that actually would be able to do all three of them. It's basically a wearable alignment rod. And, you know, a lot of times people's alignment get out of whack. Your buddy may come up and hold his club against your chest and go, you know, hey, knucklehead, you're pointed 20 yards left.
That would be me. Yeah. I'm 20 yards right normally.
So we thought, hey, there's a better way to do that. You know, one thing, this may sound like an obvious statement, but the one thing you can't do as a golfer is kind of see yourself and see what positions you're in. You need an instructor or video or something like that. So this is a highly visible, wearable alignment rod that shows you how you set up to the ball, make sure your upper body and lower body are squared up, shows how much you rotate, and then the device physically connects your arms and your body, so you can hit any golf shot with it as well.
I should have put that on the other day and tried it out out there.
It was great.
It helped you out.
It was great. I was whacking a 6-iron with that thing. It was just helped it instantly.
Yeah, it really helps your arms and your body and your elbows work in the way they were meant to. A lot of people, you know, their arms spread apart, their elbows fly. That leads to a lot of bad things.
Yes, it does.
And You see some golfers put a towel under their arm and hit balls.
Well, that's what this does with
this device. Is a lot more effective than that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you can't be stealing one of these from my place, but you steal all my towels at French Lick.
They're great towels, by the way.
The
robes are fantastic.
Now we have two different models here. We have one for the short game, which sort of keeps your arms in a perfect triangle.
We do. Yep. Everyone hears about the triangle that you want to keep together when you putt or chip.
Right.
That device helps ingrain that into your muscle memory.
And now with the longer clubs outside of your short game, full swing, these go around your biceps.
They fit up over your biceps. It's basically wearing an alignment rod across your chest. And, you know, so many golfers, it's easy to get your feet pointed in the right direction, but a lot of people, their upper body ends up being open or closed.
Right.
And that can lead to, you know, bad takeaway, steep takeaway, inside takeaway. All the bad things
return.
That, you know, lead you to hit it fat or thin or offline.
Yep. Guilty. So we have to, you know what we should do? We should get some of these, and we'll give it a month. And we'll play golf every day for a month. I'll get divorced. And then we can go.
No, you're not moving in with me.
It's pretty funny. One of our instructors, Mike Malaska, who's a well-known instructor, actually played an entire round of golf with that on. He left it on. He drove his golf cart with it on. So
really?
He put it to a full test. So it can be used for both full shots and short game. So it's very effective. Muscle memory, visual memory. I think the visual part's important because, again, golfers can't see themselves in the bad positions they get in. This gives them a frame of reference.
What's the cost?
$120 for the standard device, and then we have a bundled device that has some additional products, ground-based alignment rods, some stuff that helps you with ball position. Swingtrainer.com is the website, and that's the putting device. Yeah, so you can wear this device not only on your upper body, but on your lower body. So obviously the challenges of putting are a little different than a full swing. You know, in a full swing, you want to use your lower body. When you putt, as you're looking at there in the image we have, you don't want your lower body to move. You want to be as stable as possible. So this also helps you with stability.
Cool.
So it does a lot of things.
Swingalign.com.
It makes
Swingtrainer.com.
Swingtrainer.com.
Yeah, Swingalign's the name of the product.
So Swingtrainer.com.
Swingtrainer.com. We got a lot of great content from some top name instructors. Devin Bonebreak is our main endorser.
Gotcha.
In Southern California. But guys like Mike Malaska, Scott Hamilton, who teaches a lot of guys on tour, Jake Thurm in Chicago, just a lot of top name guys that really love the device, love to use it during lessons. It's easy to use. You can use it at home. You can use it on the range. You pop it on. You rehearse some positions. You take some swings. You know, 10 minutes or less, it helps improve your game.
Yeah. What are your make it part of your warm-up.
Absolutely.
What are the expectations for this week at the PGA Show?
You know, we're just around having some fun, hanging out with the V1 Sports guys. There's
Go Tigers.
Mandy.
There's Mandy.
Mandy.
The Mandalorian.
We love Mandy.
You know, just absorbing the vibe, having a good time with all the great club pros here and supporting the PGA.
Well, Chris McGinley, thank you, the founder and CEO of Swing Align, and go to swingtrainer.com. Check it out. Try the product out, because from my friend Brendan Sweeney, who has the worst swing. No, I'm serious. You play well. But it really did make a difference.
And you're like being tight in your strokes too, right?
What? Don't accuse me of that thing.
Yeah, your new handicap system.
I don't want to talk about it. Not in public. Anyway, Chris McGinley, thank you so much for stopping by, and all the best
with
your new product.
Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, we're going to come back with more from the PGA Merchandise Show right after this.
Got to change the music.
Got to change the music.
It's 2020, man. Get with the times. How old is this? Tin Cup came out in the 90s, for God's sakes.
Well, we've been around for a long time.
You've been around for a very long time.
Don't go there. Don't even go
Dirt
there.
Just called. Yes, Frank's
okay.
old.
Okay, I've got some stories on you, too. We'll get those out a little later when Mom's here. So, anyway. So Sweeney, what's happening down at your end of the desk?
Just checking out some V1 sports action.
Really?
Continued on with our Irish-themed Golf Talk Entertainment Show. Brian Finnery, welcome aboard, dude.
CEO and visionary, which is what I like on the start. Now, I'm from the software world in my business life for banking backroom operational software. Build one, sell many is the model that we all absolutely love.
Build one, sell many.
That's the model. That's the software model, baby. And never sell it, just lease it. You know, anyway.
Yeah, month to month.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it.
Recurring revenue.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about V1 Sports.
Wow. All right. For the next hour, it's going to be awesome.
Okay. Great. You got 10 minutes.
Well, our producer's bringing a half gallon of Glenn Levitt in, so we're going to go.
Wow. Might be all afternoon. V1's been around for 20 years. We're a great platform for teaching pros that want to take video, distill it down to simple, teachable moments, and send that out to their students. We've made a really big push in the last couple of years to then bring the other end of that equation, which is the 25 million plus golfers just in the U.S. alone, giving them a chance to see their own swings and compare them against PGA pros and either shudder a little bit or maybe say, wow, that's not too bad. What can I do to work on it? And how do I get connected to a pro? So that's kind of our job, to make sure we're that connective tissue between the consumer who's, you know, fallen in love with the game or has been in love with it for 20, 30 years, and a teaching pro ready to help them. And that's online, in person, in group, however they want to do it.
Great.
Done.
Hello.
Brian. Good seeing
you. Good seeing you, buddy. Thanks. That was a great interview.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get on to the Glenn.
So let's talk about this week at the PGA Show for you. Obviously, your whole team's here and very energetic, very, very fun to be with. We were with them on Monday at the Tour Edge event out at Lake Nona.
Yeah.
What does this day and tomorrow mean for you, wrapped up?
It's probably an overused term, but it's our Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we get to see, we've got 10 to 11,000 teaching pros using our platform, so it's a reunion, it's a fraternity, and we hear, hey, we wish you guys could do a better job at this or this, but we also love you, and we're looking forward to all the other things. So it's a way to get in front of our guys and gals, and just kind of, you know, be around what they want to see and what they want to do. So that's our job. And you know that from developing software in the past, that if you're not innovating, you're going to die. And that's our job, to keep innovating.
Keep
moving. So this is exciting for us.
So we've walked around the floor a little bit this morning, but with the teaching summit that happened earlier this week with the PGA professionals, what are you seeing? There's a lot of simulators. There's a lot of electronic platformed. Obviously, you have competition here as well. But you could do it on your cell phone, basically.
Yeah. Well, to your point, golf is changing, right? People are now playing in their basement, in their garage. They're finding ways to play on a simulator instead of out on a golf course or both and. And we also found that, unlike 20 years ago, where you had to have a handheld camera and record your swing, take out a chip and put it in a computer, people want to be able to use their phone, their iPad, their whatever. And so our platform works on all.
Yeah.
So if you're a teaching pro and you're out on the course and you want to just grab one quick swing on your phone, it's in the player's locker faster than you can put the phone in your pocket, all the way down to, I'm just a golf guy, I want to grab my swing and send it to a pro. And as Chris McGinley said in the group before, plenty of teaching pros that are working with guys and gals on the LPGA and PGA Tour who are doing just that. right? Yeah. All the way down to a simple guy like me, a five trying to get lower. I'm still trying to send it to my pro. So, yeah, works both ways.
That's really cool. Where are you based out of, Brian?
We're based out of Novi, Michigan. So just about 35 minutes northwest of the city of Detroit.
Home of the largest consumer golf trade show. The first weekend of March every year.
That's right. That's
really?
Right. The Novi yep. Golf Show is it's monstrous. And it's a good place to be. Obviously, we're in the heart of the Midwest in terms of where golf's played, you know, 6-7 months a year anyway, and it's a good place to be for us. Well,
Frank and I had the opportunity 2 years ago to go up the west coast of Michigan. So we started down in Benton Harbor, wound up in
Traverse City.
Yeah, TC. Right through Arcadia Bluffs. And
oh, it's beautiful. Right,
yeah.
Absolutely
gorgeous
fabulous
up there.
Yeah,
I've never been to that part of Michigan in my life.
It's fantastic
and
area.
And I was blown away.
And probably like most places in the country, I mean, it's a good place for us to see all the seasons of golf. And V1's great when it's sunny and you're out in the range or in a studio, but it's also great in the basement or just working on some swings in the office.
Sure.
And so when we get to be around golfers like that that are right kind of in our backyard, I think it speeds up innovation for us, which makes it exciting. We've got an R&D studio built right into our offices, so also a nice break to go hit some golf balls and invite people in to teach in our environment, learn in our environment, and kind of break things, which is fun.
Perfect. That's cool. V1 Sports, Brian Finnerty.
Bingo.
I wanted to say it right. I did good after last night at that Irish party.
We have a lot of Irish people here today.
A lot of Irish people here today.
All right, Brendan Sweeney, Frank Bassett
live. V1Sports.com, by the way, is where you find them. So check it out. Go look for more. Have a great show. Thank you for stopping by and jumping on for a quick interview. And we'll have to have a Glenn Levitt sometime together.
I have no problem with that. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take us out, Mr. Sweeney.
All right, live from the floor concourse level at the Orange County Convention and Visitors Convention Center. That was easy said.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
You're rolls
really
off my tongue.
Better as we progress over the past 12
well,
years.
Well, every time I go, it's closer to the end of the show.
It really is.
Which
okay,
is good.
I understand.
All
you're
right.
Listening to Golf Talk America live from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. Frank Bassett, Brendan Sweeney with a lot of special guests. So don't go anywhere. We'll have more right after this.
Dude, he's
Hey, we're back. We're back live at the PGA Merchandise Show while Brendan Sweeney is down here surfing the web. I don't know what you're
doing. I'm checking the Corn Ferry Tour, for God's sakes.
Well, that's a good
down
thing
in the Bahamas.
To check. That's a good thing to check.
Because there's a very special player, Nick Hardy.
Yes.
Kid from Illinois.
Yes, and guess who we have beside us?
His coach.
His coach.
Mike Small, three-time PNC champion.
Yes, sir.
Who last won in 2010 at the Pete Dye Course in French Lick, Indiana.
Yes, he did. Welcome in.
Great memories. Awesome place.
Dude, we're getting old, man.
No. It's 10 years ago, dude.
I know.
It seems like it happened yesterday.
You had hair back.
Years.
Well, you had some hair back then. I'm just wearing a hat now. So, cool. How you doing, pro coach?
I'm good. I was walking around and heard you were here. You know, everybody knows you're here. So I stopped by, said hi, and you put me on the air. That's pretty cool.
That's how we roll, baby. When someone doesn't show up, Mike Small walks by, you put him right on.
That's right. That's
made cool. The spot for it.
How the Illini doing? Off.
We're doing all right. Practice starts today, actually. So I'm down here. We're putting an addition onto our facility.
Oh, really?
So I'm down here researching some stuff for that and get back tonight and get with the guys tomorrow when we leave for our first event next weekend.
Tell us about your facility. University of Illinois has probably one of the best indoor facilities in the NCAA, which is great.
Yeah, we've been had some great
Darby's
donors. Yeah, hello, Frank. I haven't seen Frank forever. Good to see you. Yeah, it's been an awesome run. We've had a building for 12 years now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and we've redone the putting surface twice, and 16,000 square foot indoor training center, and then we put a 24-acre outdoor training center around it, which I don't think you've seen yet.
No, I haven't.
And now we're going to put another huge addition on for a putting studio and some more bays. So it keeps growing, keeps evolving, and in college athletics, if you don't keep growing and evolving, somebody's going to pass you. So we got to keep going.
No doubt. Well. You had a great run at French Lick a few times. Went in two Big Ten championships in, 2012 and 2014?
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
You're pretty good.
Well, that's what we do.
You're
but from that team, from those teams, you got a couple guys that went pro. Luke Guthrie is playing in the Corn Ferry Tour right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Nick Hardy we just spoke about. Dietrich, mm-hmm. Belgium Hammer.
Thomas Peters, Thomas Dietrich have both been doing very well in
Europe. Your Belgium connection.
Yep, they've won. Thomas has won four times in Europe, and Thomas Dietrich's
and
finished
came
top.
In fourth at the Olympics.
Yeah, came fourth at the Olympics, and they're doing great over there. And then some other part of that team, Charlie Danielson, won the Big Ten championship there, and he's had a good year on a bunch of tour events, PGA Tour events last year. And like you mentioned, Luke Guthrie, who had had kept his car 4 or 5 years on tour. Now he's back on the Corn Ferry, but he'll be back on tour soon. And yeah, it's been a good run. I have some great kids around me. It's been a great play, great way to earn a living.
How many years have you been at U of I?
It'll be 20 years this year.
Oh.
Wow.
Dude. Yeah. You're gaining on it.
I am. But you know what? I'm still going strong, and I still got a little 19-year-old in me, so I can still coach.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it brings back great memories. After the 2010 Club Pro Championship at French Lick, you made it to the PGA Championship up in Kohler.
Yep.
I have pictures I was going through the other day with you and the boys walking. We played with Thielen and Benzel in a practice round. I was walking with you guys, and I'll send those pictures to you. They're pretty special. Now, all your kids are all grown up now.
Those are good. Yeah, those are good memories. Yeah, my own personal boys are 23 and 21. And
damn,
remember when they were little, we were carting them around. And yeah, it's amazing how time flies, buddy. But that's what's great about the PGA of America and playing in those events. And, you know, the PGA Cups I played in and all those PGA championships, the friends you make, the PGA pros you grow with, and have relationships with those guys the rest of my life. You know, I think I've played in 10 PGAs. And so some of the guys I played with when I first started were older and out of the game, and some are younger, and those guys are now old, and I'm older, so it's kind of a fun deal.
Do you have any senior Champions Tour status?
Not anymore. I did this last year. Didn't get in many events, but I had made the playoffs in 2018, and in five events I made the playoffs. Yeah. So it was a fun year.
Now, how about the
PGA Tour Champions is one heck of a tough.
It's hard. Yeah,
it's harder than any other tour.
That's the way it's set up. It's set up to be that way. Yeah. It's what guys did during their career that kind of sets them up for this. So I understand that. And when I played the PGA Tour, I didn't make enough money to do that, so I didn't earn the right, I guess. But in 18, I had three top tens and in five starts, so I played pretty well and made the first leg of the playoffs, which was a nice accomplishment for not having any status. So it's fun to get out there and compete and see those guys and still feel the juices and make some extra money. It's kind of fun to do that.
That's always good.
Now, with this being a Ryder Cup year and your buddy Steve Stricker being the captain, if you look at how the teams are formed, it's a match play situation a lot of times. Would you consider becoming a vice coach for the Ryder Cup?
What I consider? I don't think it's my choice.
Well, I mean, if
oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Why wouldn't you have a college coach coaching these guys?
I think that'd be everybody's dream.
Coach K does it. He coaches the basketball.
Yeah, well, it's not set up that way. But, I mean, obviously, if that opportunity came about, you jump at it because you're an American. You're a PGA member. You're pulling for the Ryder Cup team. That'd be awesome. I mean, that'd be a
You want me to call Strick for you?
I saw Strick last week, and we didn't discuss it. So
I'll
see
him in Tucson.
I think that's
so
a pretty
I'll
good.
I'll see him in Tucson.
Strick and I have been such good friends ever since college. We don't really talk shop with each other. We just talk about families and the old times and
football.
We don't really get into business. And, football.
Little football. Kind of
stuff, you're not going to talk Illinois football. I guess you could.
Yeah,
how's Lovie Smith
now
doing?
Now we can. Heck, we made a bowl this year.
Made a bowl.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Hell was freezing. Indiana made a bowl, too. So.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah.
But you had a great run when you're at Illinois, that late 80s, 90s at University
Back
of Illinois.
Back when I was in school, we were top five in football and basketball, similar to maybe like a Wisconsin is now or something.
Right.
It's cyclical. It goes back and forth.
Except in Indiana.
What's that?
The Hoosiers are awful in football.
Well, how about this year?
They
made a bowl. Ole Miss Rebels.
They were good this year.
Ole Miss Rebels are.
Ole Miss is a good school. They got a new coach.
We do have a new coach. Lane, somebody.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin got your job, I think. So that's
yes,
good.
He did.
Good
Absolutely.
For you. Good for you.
We're here with Mike Small, multiple champion for the PGA of America with the Club Pro Championships. Illinois Hall of Fame member. How many Illinois Opens have you won?
Four.
It's crazy.
That's nuts. That's good. That's strong.
What's the state of the young game? How the kids going to be doing? Is it getting tougher to recruit out there?
It's always tough. The recruiting world is smaller and smaller now with the advent of technology, so it's something that we're always trying to stay up with. But where we're at geographically, it's, you know, kids think you need warm weather to play golf. But we've proved, like I said, last 9 or 10 years, we've been the top 1, 2, or 3 team in the country if you average out those entire string. And we've had went to, 6 Elite Eights and 4 Final Fours in the North. So it can be done, but the perception is that it can't be done. So that's just – we fight that all the time. But I think when you see our presence on tour and you see our success, I think people are starting to see that it can be done.
Well, I'll announce it right now to the world that in 2022, the Big Ten Championships return –
To French Lick.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good on that. So
that's great.
It's an awesome place. It's a great place to go. Obviously, host a tournament.
Everything's
right
there. Your team came out this year, too.
Yeah, it's just a great golf course. And, you know, obviously, Pete Dye. We all, you know, remember him very fondly, and what a great man. I played golf with him back when I was 20 years old in USAM qualifying.
No kidding.
He was carrying his own bag at, you know, 50, 60 years old playing that. But he's a great designer, but that golf course he did down there is phenomenal. Cool. And we enjoy it, and thanks for having us.
All right, Mike, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
And,
we appreciate it.
Do you guys got any young phenom kids that want to play college golf? You couldn't ask for a better coach for your kid to go be with.
And
makes
a better,
boys
and
a better, men.
And a better person.
Thanks, Mike. Well, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Hey, best of the family, all right, man?
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
We're going to be back with more from the PGA Merchandise Show, and Dr. Bob Winters is going to jump up here. In fact, we might just stay on the air and let Bob just get on up here and jump on. Dr. Bob, while we're all talking. So we can do that, right? Thanks again, Mike. Yeah, we're just swapping people out here at the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show, so just bear with us for a minute because we're having some technical problems. But anyway, Dr. Bob Winters, who is a good friend of ours, been on the show many, many times, is joining us. Brendan, we've had some fun with Dr. Bob, haven't we?
Yeah, Dr. Bob, if you ever having a bad day, if you ever want to feel a little bit up, just go to Dr. Bob's website.
Yeah, Dr. Bob's doing some new stuff, and that's what we're going to get to talk about, something to do with mind and something to do with power.
The pride and joy of Delaware County, Indiana.
There he is, Dr. Bob Winters. Welcome in, pal.
Well, good afternoon. It's great to be with you, Brandon.
It's been too long.
It's been way too long. I'm looking out here. I'm seeing Ron. I'm seeing Mike Small, Rick LaRose, you know, great, fantastic coaches here. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at these two Division I coaches.
Look at those guys.
These guys have
hugging.
Actually
get a picture of that.
They have actually coached, you know, more great All-Americans than probably anybody here, you know, at the show. I mean, these guys are, they're the real deal. Let me give you a photo of those guys. Get together here, guys.
Hey, yeah. Okay,
we're taking pictures for those of you who can't actually hear us. But this is something. I love these guys. So it's good. Been a long time.
What are you up to?
Well, we're getting ready to speak here a couple of days at the show. I'm getting ready to speak to the executive management group of the PGA of America.
Bring the team up.
And I'm talking about the psychology of success tomorrow at 12:30 to 1:30. And I think it's in room 230D. And we're going to talk everything about success. You know, what it takes to be a success, how you can continue to be a success. Because one of the toughest things about, you know, being in this sport and also being a manager, being a life coach, performance coach, is that once you have success, how do you continue to be a success? Because there's something known as the success-failure syndrome, that when you actually reach a certain point, you start to rest on your laurels. You just sort of kind of slough off a little bit.
New England Patriots.
Yeah, New England Patriots. But then again,
Chicago,
you know,
Cubs.
They had a whole reshuffle here, so we really can't get into those guys.
No.
But it's great to be on the show. And by the way, Frank, I was up, you know, in Franklin and Brentwood.
Yes.
I was there seeing my good friends at, you know, the Seymour Putting Company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw, you know, Jim Grunberg and everybody up
there. What a nice man he is.
And I said to myself, holy cow, I've got to get back up here. This is an absolute beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
It is.
And everybody's moving there.
Yes, that's the problem.
There in Asheville, North Carolina, and up around Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Florida.
Well, yeah. Davidson County and Williamson County in Tennessee have very low tax bases.
Okay.
And we have no state income tax in the state of Tennessee.
Or Florida. That's where Dr. Bob and I live.
I used to live here. But well, Nashville is gorgeous. Franklin is so quaint and so neat, and the square down there. Did you jump on the podcast with the Seymour Boys?
I did, you know, and actually we have started, you know, the Putting Couch,
yeah,
that podcast series. You know, I'm sort of a semi-regular there. I'm giving a lot of my mental tips and about, you know, great putting, and people go to my new website, theconfidencedoctor.com.
Theconfidencedoctor.com.
Yeah, theconfidencedoctor.com. They can actually find the 10 mental rules for great putting, and I talk about 10 very specific mental axioms that will help anybody today, right now, start to putt better.
Do you talk about the circle of friendship?
I don't talk about the circle of friendship. I talk about the zone of control
and
the circle of trust. I talk about the zone of control and the circle of trust.
With playing with Frank so often, after three putts, I just have him pick it up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, stop it. That is not true. You know how good my putting is.
Now, Frank has sort of the old double par rule.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, he says after it's done, he goes, I've embarrassed myself enough. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you this funny story. You know, when we start talking about dreams, all golfers have dreams. And being a sports psychologist,
that's crazy.
I have my own dreams. And last night I was playing in a tournament, and I'm playing at Pebble Beach. and I'm on the 18th hole, and I'm right by sort of a wall. I pitch out. The ball runs across the green. It slips over the back of the green, and I think I'm laying three or four, and I'm doing pretty well. And then I hit like a little scuffy, and then my ball gets in like into a trench, and I end up making a 12 on the hole.
This was a dream last
This
night?
Is a dream. It was a nightmare, all right?
It's yeah, I was nightmare. About to say, that's a nightmare.
So I had, you know, so I had this
melatonin,
dream,
my
and
friend.
I've, and I've got a pro-am I'm getting ready to play here in about another 10 days. I'm sitting there going, we do not want to actually regurgitate this memory because it was just a bad memory. So it was really funny. So even, you know, the very best minds in the world sometimes get sabotaged by our own thoughts.
How do you get that negative thought out? When something like that does happen, how do you get that negative thought? What
well, here's
advice?
Here's the point. Most people want to suppress or repress a thought. The more you say, I don't want to go right, I don't want to go left, the last thing you really hear is the direction. I don't want to go in the water. And your mind sort of processes that. And so what you're trying to avoid, you actually bring into fruition. It's called the ironic thought process. And the irony is, what you don't want to have happen, you actually create to happen. So you never tell yourself, don't do this. Don't, you know, leave it short, because you always leave it short. You always get, you know, like Nike said, just do it. I said, just get into doing this. If I do this, I give myself a very specific directive order, you know, the body will follow. See, action follows thought. If your thinking's in the right place, your body will be in the right place.
Well, we're designed as positive human beings. And I was always taught by my family, my dad, that the brain doesn't hear don't. It hears everything after it.
Well, it hears that last statement.
That last thought. Yeah.
So if somebody says to you, don't leave this putt short. We've got enough pars, all right? You're playing in a scramble. Don't leave it short. What happens? You leave it maybe 6-7 inches short. And they go, I told you not to leave it short.
Told you that.
So what you're trying to avoid, you almost create happening, especially the last thing. So I'm always trying to help my players is that when you're stepping into the shot, the last thing you want to say to yourself is, I want to hit my ball right there at my target. So if you actually hit it right there to your target, that's where you want the ball to go in the first place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. It seems very, very simple, but you know, the mind's a very complex and convoluted organism. So we've got to talk about, you know, KISS, and that does not mean keep it simple, stupid. It means keep it simple and specific. Simple thoughts, specific target. That's really what
there
we need to have.
Just like Golf Talk America.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dr. Bob, it's always good to have you. It's been too long. We'd like to have you on
board. We had a good run with Dr. Bob
we
for
did.
A while.
Then what happened?
He wrote a book. He got famous. He's doing a podcast up in Nashville.
I know. Talking about putters and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, the big thing is you guys have my telephone number. You guys, you know, sort of track me down like a couple of old hound dogs. So you know where I'm at. So go ahead and give me a call. I love, you know, to be on your show. I love Golf Talk America.
So if we want to get a hold of Dr. Bob, how does someone get a hold of you?
Very easily. I can be found. You could reach me at drbobwinters.com. That's D-R-B-O-B, Winters.com. And you can also reach me at theconfidencedoctor.com. A lot of stuff in there, and you can actually get a hold of me if you want to have, you know, group, corporate, individual consultations. You know, I can be reached.
There you go. Dr. Bob, thank you.
Thank
for
you, guys.
The pride and joy of Delaware
so
Country Club.
All right. Thank you so much.
We're going to be right back in just a minute with more from the 2020 Merchandise Show.
PGA Merchandise Show.
PGA Merchandise Show.
We broke our Irish streak has been broken.
Are you going to continue to interrupt me?
What?
Would you just
stop?
We'll be right back.
See you, Doc.
Don't go anywhere, everybody. Okay, Brendan Sweeney is back with me. We're going to get rid of that music, and the next show that you hear from Golf Talk America is going to have rap, okay? Is that acceptable for you?
Well, you have country, and then you have rap. What happens when you combine them together?
You have crap.
Exactly.
That's pretty much the case, isn't it? Hey, everybody, we're back live at the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show.
It's great people watching here.
It is great people watching.
People walking
a lot
by.
Of fun. A lot of neat people here.
Ron Pearl. Hey, round of applause for Ron Pearl.
Thank you, Ron Pearl. Great
the
producer.
Maverick. Maverick Resources.
Nick, I want to say it right. Say it.
Sherbert.
Sherbert. I keep saying Sherbert.
Sherbert.
Nick
Sherbert
joined us.
Downers Grove North High School.
There you go.
But he
is
the man.
Downers Grove, Illinois.
He is the brains, the man who founded it, came up with the idea, And, well, let's just call it what it is. The best damn club fitting company in the world, Club Champion.
I like that. See, that's an intro.
We're
exactly. Welcome to the show, Nick.
The best damn one in the world. I like
there
that.
There you go. It is.
Double A. What's up, dude?
Yeah, he's Brendan is always just visiting with people all over the show while we're doing the live show, but that's okay. Nick,
no,
thank
this
you.
This is great people. You're right. It this is a nice spot.
That's it a great is. Spot. This is
sort
a great
of like
spot.
Going to Portillo's.
Ooh.
There we go.
No. I went to Portillo's once.
Once.
Never
see,
again.
That's why you have a gizzard. If you're from Chicago originally, you have this
gizzard?
Extra gear that can digest
it
that
almost
stuff.
Killed me.
That was the goal. Yeah.
It cost me a week of indigestion up in Michigan.
Tell us about Club Champion.
Well,
it is the bomb. I mean, I know it. Frank knows it. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, you know, we have 70 stores nationwide and growing, and, you know, all our stores, you know, they're 3,000 square feet, and they have 2 to 4 fitters in them, master fitters. These are full-time employees. We track down the best fitters. We hire them. We bring them into our headquarters, train them for a whole month in our headquarters, and then we put them out in these stores. And what's great is they have the TrackMan launch monitors. They have the SAM Putt Lab for putting. They have 35,000-plus combinations, all the different shafts, heads, lengths, weights, you name it, they can do it. And their whole goal is just to find out where you're struggling on your golf course with your golf clubs and fix that, whether it's tweaking your existing stuff, confirming you got the right stuff, or getting you new stuff.
Well, what I like about your company is it's so transparent and fair. You don't lean any one way whatsoever to any single equipment manufacturer.
No, we're brand agnostic. In fact, sometimes I get a little trouble with the board. They go, well, how many products are you going to carry, Nick? I go, all of them. And so, you know, I'm a club geek. So for me, I want to have everything out there. So if somebody, you know, obviously we're going to let the numbers do the talking. So, you know, whatever the right product is for that golfer based off their ball speeds, launch, spins, attack angles, that being said, you know, we want to have a little, if somebody wants to try the Ben Hogan, we're going to have it. If somebody wants to try the Callaway, we're going to have it. You know, everything for everybody.
Sure. I that's the only way to do it. If you do not get fitted, don't play the game. Just don't do it because you're going to frustrate yourself. You can't go buy clubs off a shelf. It just doesn't work.
No, I mean, I tell people all the time, they go, well, you know, this club fitting can be expensive. It can be. It doesn't have to be. We'll work with all budgets. But I always tell people, like, well, let's rephrase this. So you go play golf once a week. That's 5 to 6 hours of your time. Plus you're listening to a show like this. So you love golf that much. You're spending 7-8 hours on golf a week. What else do you spend 7-8 hours on a week? Invest in that love. Make sure you have the best chance to play golf the best way.
Let me ask you this. Do you have people that come in and say, okay, I have a very limited budget, but I need, you know, to be able to get the ball out there and keep it in play. So the driver necessarily or the 3-wood is very, very important. The next most important club, so they can come into your place, is what I'm getting to, and pick 1, 2, 3, 4 clubs, one club, full all 14 clubs, whatever it may be.
Well, we can fit all 14, and we can do it at once, or we can do it a la carte. But, you know, that's part of our process, too, is when a client comes in or a customer comes in, we sit down, we interview, and we get to know them. Where's the holes in your, you know, game? And then we try to evaluate. Let's start here. Let's go there. Let's take a look at this. You know, sometimes a player will come in, bang their driver. We're like, you know what? These are really good numbers. Maybe we should go try out an iron and see if maybe there's more to find in that.
Yeah. I need to do that because I know that the driver I'm playing right now is 2 years old, and the shaft that's in it is 2 years old, and it's light, and it's spinny, and it's time for me to come back in.
They got one in Franklin, South Nashville.
There you go.
They do have one. I've not been to your place in Tennessee. I apologize. I live in Nashville.
I'm here in Orlando. Yeah.
Nashville store does awesome. Orlando's been really great.
You're right around the corner.
Right around the corner, Turkey Lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where old Duffy's used to be, right?
Duffy still owns that building.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Great story about that guy. He bought Southern Oaks Golf Course in Haines City playing cards.
Well, he's an old...
Oh, he won the golf course. Yeah.
He's a World Series of Poker champion.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, playing cards. And now he owns that building. He had a restaurant in there, but now it's something different. It's funny, if you go by there, it's called the Groovy Goat.
Yeah.
It's like, did you see it?
Yeah.
And so our place being like right here and then that, it's like, okay.
Now, your growth has been outstanding.
Oh, my God.
You're opening stores up. You have 70 stores currently right now. What's the projected growth?
Well, we're going to keep probably opening, you know, 15 to 20 stores a year for the remaining future. You know, there's still
15 to 20 a year.
Yeah, there's different markets and different places. Like, we have 70 now, but like in March 1st, we're opening like Providence, Rhode Island, Winston-Salem, Greenville, South Carolina, or Yeah, and then what's the other one? Oh, another one in Denver, in Westminster. So, you know, that's there's plenty of places to still put these. And, I mean, golf is, like I said, there's plenty of golfers, and most of them don't know that they need to get
fitted.
Well,
you and I have a mutual friend that I believe sits on your board, and that's Keith.
Yeah, Keith.
Keith Bank, good friend of ours. He's been on the show numerous times, and just great guy. Good. They don't make him any better than Keith.
No, Keith. So in 2009, I met a gentleman, Joe Lee, who's one of our other partners.
Right.
Yeah, and me and him still run the day-to-day business of Club Champion. And Keith was a partner with him, and Keith, they've both been a part of the business for the last 10 years.
Yeah, Keith's the best. We had him at the Masters right after he did the movie.
Yep.
And I said, so what are you going to do next? He said, you can bet your sweet fanny it's not another movie, Frank.
I used to be in a film business in Chicago. So did he work on the Hoop Dreams?
That was his thing, and then it went all,
Then Tommy's Honor.
No, but I worked with him back in the 90s.
Yeah,
that's how long I've known him.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, he tried to make it. He was going to make a basketball movie, and then that's kind of what spurred this. Finally, he was able to put this passion of wanting to make a movie in golf, and that was Tommy's Honor.
Yeah, small world.
Which is a really good movie.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is a good movie. I've watched it numerous times.
So, Nick, tell us a little bit more about how this thing got launched off the ground.
Wait a minute. Before you say that, I have one question
that's
relevant to this. You said that in the board meeting, some of your board members say, how many clubs are you going to carry?
Yeah.
That's Keith.
Keith's one of those guys. Actually, Keith's one of those guys. Pretty much everybody. They know I'm the crazy golf guy, right? So they're looking at it from a little different angle than I am. But, he's one of them.
Well, but that's the thing people love about you guys is, again, you're not biased any direction whatsoever.
No. So you're a DuPage County guy. Where'd you learn to play golf?
Actually, the nine hole, so... The nine hole, it's called Downers Grove Public Nine Hole, but it's the original Chicago Golf that is in Downers there, and then it moved to Wheaton later.
Right.
But that's the oldest nine hole golf course somewhere, you know.
In DuPage County.
In DuPage County for sure, but actually for long. And my parents still live right by it, and I still play it occasionally.
Yeah, I grew up in Medina.
I have a great idea, Brendan.
That's a good place.
Yeah. I think that we should talk to Club Champion, and we're talking to him, the man right here. About maybe doing some live shows
from
some of the shops.
Oh, that's fun.
That would be fun to do.
100%.
Love.
Well,
to do
you
that.
Could sit there and you could tell people how it's what you're seeing happen on the screen, and they're hearing the shots hit.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd love
that.
That'd be fun to do and promote Club Champion. We could do that.
Well, Nick, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it, my man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Keep Leonard in line for us.
That's tough. He was yelling at me. He's like, where are you? He's like, you got to get here. I'm like, I'm coming.
Anyway, we'll be right back with more from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. You're listening to Golf Talk America with Brendan Sweeney and Frank Bassett. And, don't go anywhere. And welcome back to the final guest of the day.
This is flying by.
It has flown
2 hours
by. Over
nonstop.
Two and a half.
Orange County Convention Center.
Orlando, Florida, where iguanas are falling from the trees.
Literally falling from the trees.
Literally.
38 degrees outside.
It's ridiculous.
And there was a warning. I heard it on the news this morning.
I believe you.
WTBO.
I believe
you. They said, be careful, be vigilant, that iguanas will be falling from the trees. Because it's so cold out. They cannot maintain their...
And who was doing that newscast? Les Nessman?
Scott is my witness. I thought iguanas could fly.
Anyway, hey, we've got somebody special up with us right now from Tag Marshall. Tag Marshall's tagline is golf course intelligence, which Brendan Sweeney and I both need a little bit of that sometimes.
Absolutely.
With our course management and things like that. But Bodo Sieber, welcome in, buddy, the CEO.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you.
Absolutely.
I love the accent.
Was that from New Jersey?
just south of that.
South of Stuttgart, yeah.
North of Stuttgart.
Are you north of Stuttgart? Really?
Yes, yes.
I'm a German car fan, so I went to the driving school there a couple of times. I had a couple of different, the P-word cars.
Did it help?
No, I wrapped it around a tree in Miami Beach at 88 miles an hour, a triple black 911 Carrera Cabriolet.
That's when you want a German car. That's true.
It ruined it.
it ruined the car.
It was gone. Tell me about Tag Marshall.
We are a business-to-business software solution that helps operators provide the best possible golf experience. So what we do is we optimize the on-course experience. So that is your flow of play, pace of play, on-course interactions, making sure that the business end of the course, which is out there, gets presented in the best possible way. We work with 25 of the top 100, so that is your Pebble Beach, Erin Hills, Whistling Straits, but also really fancy private clubs, Westchester, the National Golf Links.
I'm with the French Lick Resort up in Indiana.
Yeah.
So how could your product benefit me?
That is a great question, because the majority of our customers are just the middle of the road good clubs.
You just mentioned Whistling Straits.
And French Lick, the Pete Dye course, the Don Ross course, the Tom Bendelow course. Yeah. I mean, they've got it up there.
Yeah, touche, yes. So how can we help you?
Yes.
Do your fellow members care about the experience, and do they care about flow and pace of play?
No.
Is that important to
them?
Oh,
God, yes.
Yes, absolutely. As a resort golf course, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, how do you make someone's round more enjoyable, just keep it under 4 hours, would be great. On our Donald Ross course, but our Pete Dye golf course, it's an experience. If we do 35, 40 rounds a day, you know, we want someone to enjoy the whole golf course out there at one time. So we're not churning and burning, so it's more of an experience. But for our other golf course, where we have a lot more play, how could your Tag Marshall come and help us out?
Well, either one we can help out, because that course that doesn't do too much business still wants to ensure that it's a perfect round, right? And it's a great experience. And how do you have a great experience if you don't have to wait and if you got an open flowing game? So that's what we're providing. And we've got technology that helps the operators understand where everybody is on the course. And that can be carts or it can be walkers. So we combine the best of both worlds. And then we help them understand, identify if there are any bottlenecks forming, so they can preemptively address those and ensure that there's a nice flow in the course and it's a nice balanced field.
Yeah, we could have used that the other day at Lake Nona.
We
made the turn all of a sudden.
It was a death march. It was a death march. It was
horrible. Here's a funny Lake Nona story. We did a press day, a media day there last year, and we're using Tag Marshall, and you guys played at 4:05. So it was a beautiful day. So the system was in action. This year it wasn't. And look what happened.
See, I'm telling you, it was really rough. I mean, it was really rough out there. But, listen, where are you based? Are you here in this country with an office, obviously?
No. Yeah, we've got an Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Setup. Yeah.
Okay.
Also an Irish setup. We're an Irish business. But personally, I'm at this point in our South African Cape Town branch.
Gotcha.
And I'm German, just to confuse things.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice down there and warm
not
pleasant.
Bad.
Yeah, not bad stuff. So to get in touch with Tag Marshall, you just go to tagmarshall.com.
Correct.
And check out the software and the products.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to do.
Or you come see us at 3023, our booth just behind.
There you go.
What's the booth number?
Fantastic setup. 3023.
3023. Oh, it's right behind us here.
It is, indeed.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, directly
perfect,
behind us.
Perfect.
Well, okay.
Bodo,
thank you so much for stopping by and joining us. All the best in your endeavors. I'll off mic, I'll tell you a little bit about my background, so we have an interesting tie together. So anyway, it's been fun. What do you think, Brendan Sweeney?
I tell you what, this is we hit the ground running. I have to go to our booth, 3982, for the French Lick booth, and then I have I got meetings the whole rest of the day, and then we're going to tear it up tonight.
Yes, we are. There's several parties tonight.
Our Folds of Honor party over at the House
Bodo,
of Blues.
Bodo, you heading out?
Thanks for the invite, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're invited. Come on, let's go.
You're with Les.
Yeah, that's your PR guy.
He is.
Yeah,
he's the man. I mean,
he's connected.
He can make things happen.
Homegrown advantage.
If he can't make it happen in Orlando, nobody can.
Yeah.
Les Schupak, ladies and gentlemen.
Who has a son who is a very talented young man in his own right, too. So, yeah, we appreciate it. Anyway, Brendan, it's been fun today.
Yeah. Enjoyed Ron Pearl, thank you, my man, for helping us out. And again tomorrow. And then we're bringing in the big guns tomorrow. Mr. Greg Cox will be helping us out.
Yeah, Big Greg is a good dude.
Yeah, they're all great.
Dude. Damon Goddard walked by. He's going to try to jump on with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's got some new stuff to talk about.
Oh, so we got Kiel Vodka.
Kiel Vodka coming
gonna
tomorrow.
Be coming up
so
with us, too.
A fun
and,
show.
Our boys from 2 Under will be on tomorrow.
They will. Underdrawers.
I'm wearing them right now.
Really?
Absolutely.
Are they comfy?
You want to see them?
No.
Come on.
No. I don't want to see them.
Hey, Frank, show them your nuts.
Thanks, everybody. Yes, I know. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Golf Talk America. We appreciate it. And we will see you again tomorrow live from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show.